evening. And everybody's over here in Canaan. There's a feel over in the promised land here tonight. Anyway, thank the Lord for the opportunity that we have once again just to gather like this and to have a service. Our good God is to us. Let's really just dedicate this time that's left to Him, okay? Join me in prayer. Father, at this time now, our singing is done, our speaking of testimonies is completed. And the time that remains, it's our custom to turn to your word and see what you have for us. And I pray that you would be able to minister to our hearts this evening. Through the truth of your word, I pray that you would enable me to glorify you in what I say and do, even what I don't say. Meet each need of each heart here. You know us. We count on you. In the name I pray. Well, Andrew, you like to write titles down, don't you? Let's call this one, Let It Be Unending. Let It Be Unending. What? I'd like us to think about this evening about a topic that we find often in, especially, the book of Psalms. You know that Psalms is one of my favorite places to read. When I'm in the office, any day I'm in the office, I will read five psalms, and as you go through these month after month, you know, if you read five a day, you can get through them all in 1 month's time. And reading them, you soon begin to find some favorites, you soon begin to find certain themes that stick out. And that's certainly true what I want us to look at this evening. Let what be unending, Pastor? Turn with me to Psalm 111. It's the first reference that I want us to give to look at this evening. And it tells us here, praise ye the Lord. I will praise the Lord with my whole heart in the assembly of the upright and in the congregation. Would anybody be able to venture a guess what it is that I had in mind that we would say, let it be unending?
Praise.
Praise. Praise. Is that a worthy title to think about as the child of God? Is that something that we ought to give consideration to? Certainly it is. And notice here, and I have some things about the topic of praise this evening that I trust will be a blessing. Just got a few notations that I want us to think about, and it's my prayer that the Lord can speak to each of our hearts. This first reference that we look at here, for you note takers, I'm calling this one the way to praise. The way to praise. How are we to praise the Lord? How should I praise the Lord? And what do we see in that first verse of Psalm 111. With what?
With my heart.
With my whole heart. That's the way I am supposed to praise the Lord. With my whole heart. Do we really comprehend what that term means? We often use that word, with my whole heart. I look into my wife's eyes, and I have told her this for over 52 years. I love you with my whole heart. What do I mean by that when I tell her? What does the psalmist mean when he says that, praise ye the Lord. I will praise the Lord with whole heart. You can drop that word, mine. But when we talk about something as wholehearted, what are we getting at? We are devoting everything. Everything, aren't we? When you tell somebody that I love you with my whole heart, the person understands what you mean. You understand what you mean when you say that. But I'll just share the truth of the matter is, tonight's the night of true confessions. I wish I could say that all of my actions, all of the things in my response to my wife in these over 52 years has always demonstrated with wholehearted love to her. I wish I could tell you that. That's me. I get the prize. But you know, I can't say that. What's my point? My point is, sometimes we say it, but how do we show it? How do we demonstrate it? Do our actions always match our words? As we think of a whole heart, we think of, in reality, it ought not to be divided. It ought not to be, well, this portion is devoted to the Lord here, but I kind of like to devote this portion to my own interests and my own things. This isn't the only place that we find this thought. Turn with me, for instance, to Psalm 9, verse 1. Psalm 9, 1. I will praise thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will show forth all thy marvelous works. I will be glad and rejoice in thee. I will sing praise to thy name, O thou most high. This is here a determination of the psalmist. A determination. Have you ever noticed that sometimes things don't just happen, but it requires a determination on your part and mine? And I think the psalmist is demonstrating that here. The same in our text in Psalm 111:1. when he says, I will praise the Lord with whole heart. He's saying the same thing here in 9:1. I will praise the Lord with my whole heart. I will show forth all thy marvelous works. I will be glad and rejoice in thee. I will sing praise to thy name, O Most High. It takes effort. And that's what we see here in Psalm 111:1, Psalm 9:1 and 2. It takes effort, it takes a resolve, and it takes a follow through. It takes a follow through. We might say, well, I know that I need to praise the Lord with my whole heart. I know that I ought to show forth all of his marvelous works and be glad and rejoice in him. And I know that I ought to sing praise to his name. But that doesn't mean it's getting done, does it? It takes the resolve and it takes the follow through. Look at Psalm 86:12. Psalm 86:12. I will praise thee, O Lord my God, with all my heart, and I will glorify thy name forevermore. Once again, this is a determination on the part of the psalmist to say that this is something that he intends to do. I will praise you, Lord, with my whole heart, and I will glorify your name forevermore. Psalm 138, verse 1. I will praise thee with my whole heart before the gods, little g, will I sing praise unto thee. To me, as I look at this Psalm 138, verse 1, the gods, where are they? Well, at the time that the psalmist wrote this, we know that there were surrounding nations that were big into the worship of false gods, weren't there? And we find here that the psalmist is saying, I'm going to praise you, Lord, with my whole heart, and I'm even going to sing praise unto you. I don't care who hears. I don't care what these people think of, that they think, well, their God is the real God and their God is the true God. But he said, I'm going to praise you before them. As we think about praise, what does it mean? Let me ask you this one. How do we praise someone? Let me ask you this, another question. Has anyone ever in your lifetime praised you for something? Yes or no? Yes. Okay. We got step one. How did that take place? Several of you nodded and said, yes, there have been people that have praised me for something. Now, how do we praise someone? By what we say. Isn't that true? As we think about praising the Lord, and as we are being challenged this evening to let it be unending, my aim is that the Spirit of God might impress upon each of us, my lips ought to be offering unending praise, words of commendation. We say, well, I want to praise the Lord. I want to praise the Lord for this and praise the Lord for that. What are we meaning when we say we need to verbalize how good God is and what He has done for us, how He has answered our prayer, how He has met our needs, how He has given us strength to do what we didn't think we could do. How important it is that we verbalize that which exalts and honors the Lord. My question is, as we think of this way to praise, this first reference, do I really know how to do this? Do I really know how to do that? Maybe the Lord needs to teach us how to do it more. Maybe we need to think about more as we go through our days, as we get up this week, as we follow whatever the day's schedule may unfold. How, Lord, can I praise You? How can I praise You with my whole heart today in what I do? Turn once again, though, to Psalm 111:1 for our second point, and that is, I'm going to read it and see if you can answer it for me. It says, praise ye the Lord, I will praise the Lord with my whole heart in the assembly of the upright and in the congregation. Our second point is, where do I praise the Lord? Can you answer that?
Amongst believers.
Pardon?
Amongst the brethren.
Among the brethren, in the assembly of the upright and in the congregation. Don't raise your hands. I'm not asking for a show of hands here. But I'm wondering if there are some that really could do without testimony time. Really doesn't mean anything to you. Wouldn't hurt my feelings if the song leader would not include that in a Sunday evening service. Do you realize that that is something which is scriptural, really, when you stop to think about it? As the psalmist says, I'm going to praise the Lord in the assembly of the upright and in the congregation. What I'm getting at is, maybe we need the Lord to open our eyes to see the relevance and the significance and the importance and the goodness of having a testimony time so that people can praise the Lord in the assembly, in the congregation. This is one of the places that Scripture speaks of, that it needs to be among God's people, always appropriate. Turn to Psalm 57, verse 9. Psalm 57, verse 9. The psalmist adds to it. I will praise thee, O Lord, among the people. I will sing unto thee among the nations. What's this tell us? Is a church service the only place that it's fitting to praise the Lord? No. In our text, Psalm 111:1, it is fitting among the brethren to be praising the Lord. But it is also fitting to be praising the Lord where? When you're on vacation, maybe? Maybe when you're out grocery shopping, if you happen to be talking with someone. Maybe if you're in the backyard and you're visiting with a neighbor, or you've gone over to see some friends. Oh, that's not the place to praise the Lord, is it? Is it or isn't it? Sure it is. He said, I'm going to praise you, O Lord, among the people. Anytime you're around people, it's fitting. Isn't that what Psalm 57:9 says? I'm going to praise you among the people. And I'm going to sing unto thee. I'm going to sing you praises, Lord, among the nations. We may not get the opportunity to travel internationally and think about occasions where different nations would be involved, but the whole point is it's fitting to praise the Lord anywhere, just like it is fitting to praise the Lord among the congregation, among the brethren. How well do I do that? I think it's probably safe to say that human nature, our tendency is to be far quicker to praise the Lord among the brethren than it is to praise the Lord among the people, right or wrong. We're more comfortable around our friends. We're more comfortable here at church. Those people know me, and you know, it's like a family, the Lord's family. But boy, when I get out there in the big bad world, here's where we need the Lord's help. Here's where we need the Holy Spirit to prompt us and urge us, especially when we're tempted to maybe seal our lips. And I don't know whether I ought to say something or not. I don't know whether this is the place. Well, if you're among the people, it's the place. Lord, help us. Lord, help us to be more faithful. Praising you, not just among the church people, but may my mouth be speaking. You see, when you're praising someone, what are we doing? We are verbalizing their goodness, their greatness, their faithfulness, their reliability, their strength, all of those things. quick to praise our children when we're out and about, aren't we? We're quick to praise our friends or maybe some big accomplishment they've done. How come we are so fearful to praise the Lord when we're out and about? But we are, aren't we? So many times. Lord, help us. But let's notice in Psalm 113, a third point here, and in Psalm 113, we see in verse 3, well, let's start with verse 1. Praise ye the Lord. Praise, O you servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. From the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised. Can anybody guess what the third point is? We've looked at the way to praise and where to praise. Can anybody guess what the third one is? When to praise. When should I praise the Lord? Bingo, verse 3. The psalmist says, from the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same is the time to praise the Lord. What's that suggesting? Anytime is the right time to praise the Lord, isn't it? It's always the right time to praise the Lord. Let's look at some other references. Go back with me to Psalm 34, verse 1. Psalm 34, verse 1, I will bless or praise the Lord. When? At all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Is that true of you? Look at Psalm 35, verse 28. And my tongue shall speak of thy righteousness and of thy praise all day long. How long has it been since our tongues have spoken of the praise of the Lord all day long? Psalm 52. Look at verse 9. Psalm 52, verse 9. I will praise thee forever because thou hast done it. And I will wait on thy name, for it is good before thy saints. From the rising of the sun, from the going down of the same, or here the psalmist says, I will praise thee forever. When is the time to praise? Perhaps the better question ought to be, when is it not the time to praise the Lord? Maybe that's the question. Because it seems like the Lord is telling us in His Word, it's always time to praise the Lord. We talk about, you know, everything in its season, and, you know, there's a time for everything. It seems like it's always time to praise the Lord, isn't it? Psalm 71, verse 8. Psalm 71, verse 8 says, let my mouth be filled with thy praise and with thy honor when? All the day. 104:33. 104:33, it says, I will sing unto the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praise to my God while I have my being. What's another way to say while I have my being?
As long as I live.
I'm going to sing praise to the Lord. Is this encouraging you, Mark? I kid Mark about his voice. And I kid him that, you know, we sing unto the Lord. Don't stop singing unto the Lord, Mark.
I don't plan on it.
The Lord loves the sound of your voice when it's coming from the heart. And that's what we're seeing here. I'm going to sing praise to my God as long as I live, while I have my being. 145 verse 2. says, every day will I bless thee, and I will praise thy name forever and ever. Well, it's pretty plain what the Lord expects of us and what the Lord instructs of us. But can I be truthful with you once again? Honest confession. Have you ever noticed that it seems that so many times complaining comes easier out of our mouth than praise? I don't know about you. I know quite often my wife just tells me, stop your complaining. She lets me have it. She tells me like it is. She gets tired of it. Sadly, so many times complaining is more the natural thing out of our lips than praise. Oh Lord, I want that to be changed in my heart. Don't you? Then look at 117:1. Psalm 117:1, we see this. It tells us, oh, praise the Lord, all ye nations. Praise him, all ye people. Here again, can you guess what this one is? We've seen the way, the where, the when. What's the direction on this one?
Who?
Who is to praise the Lord? Oh, praise ye the Lord, all ye nations, all you people. Psalm 33, verse 8 tells us this. Let me read it for you. It says, it's 33:8. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. Psalm 22, verse 23 says, ye that fear the Lord, praise him. All you seed of Jacob, glorify him and fear him. All the seed of Israel. Psalm 67, 3 and 5 tells us this. It says, let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people will praise thee. Just mark down, you note takers, Psalm 148, Psalm 149, and Psalm 150 as we think about who ought to be praising the Lord. One last reference we'll actually look at would be Psalm 150, verse 6, which tells us, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Seems like it's the thing to do. Here's a question. Are all the nations praising the Lord today? Are all the peoples praising the Lord today? No. But do you know that Scripture tells us there is a day coming when every knee shall bow and every tongue is going to confess and it is going to offer praise to the Lord? I have one more for you. In Psalm 117, Psalm 117, he said we've already looked there. We did it verse 1. Look at verse 2. For his merciful kindness is great toward us, and the truth of the Lord endureth forever. Praise be the Lord. Can anybody guess what our word would be here? The why should I be praising the Lord? And as we saw there in Psalm 117, here's why. Because his merciful kindness is great toward us, and his truth is forever, isn't it? A lot of things change, but you know, God's truth is here to stay. And it's never going to change. Praise ye the Lord, the psalmist says. That's something to praise the Lord for. In Psalm 50, verse 23, it says, whoso offereth praise glorifieth me, and to him that ordereth his conversation aright will I show the salvation of God. Why should we praise the Lord? Because when we praise the Lord, we are glorifying Him. And isn't that what God saved us for in the first place? That we might glorify Him. You say, I think, Pastor, you made a mountain out of a molehill this evening. I hope that's not what you think about the topic of praise. It's a word on our lips all the time. We talk about the word praise. But when we think about the way to do it, and where to do it, and when to do it, and who to be praising, and then wrapping it all up with, why should I be so concerned about this? Because it glorifies your God, my God, your Lord, my Lord, your Savior, my Savior. And everything is to be to His glory and praise His name. Let's stand and we'll just close in prayer. Thank you, Father, for truth of your word, and we put it forth in perhaps a simple and maybe very elementary form, but I pray that you have been able to speak to our hearts. Help us to think much and often on the topic of praising you. But don't let us stop with just thinking about it. May we be more doers of it rather than just hearers only. Take us safely to our homes. keep us safe this week. Dismiss us with your blessing on us as we go our way. I ask this in our Lord's name.